Charles Hurt, Merry Christmas, Now Go Vote. By Charles Hurt on December 27, 2020. Atlanta, 'tis the season, as the birth of Jesus Christ reminds us, to count our blessings. But there is still plenty of evil in this fallen world of greedy, corrupt humans. And since this is generally a political column about the crimes of Washington, there is never a shortage of sin and tyranny about which to write. Or, as Ronald Reagan famously said, give thanks, but complain. Okay, maybe he did not say that. But that was basically his point, from a political columnist's point of view. Anyway, I don't trust any of them, and trying to verify anything they say qualifies as cruel and unusual punishment. This is why President Trump got elected. And it is why I will never run out of gratitude for all he has done. For 25 years, the politics of this country were stymied and poisoned by a self-serving, dishonest, tawdry criminal cartel known as the Clintons. President Trump alone drove a stake through the black, sick heart of that monster in 2016. That wicked witch and her horse, groping puppeteer are dead, dead, dead. All thanks to Mr. Trump. Even more amazing was his performance this year, racking up more votes for re-election than any sitting president in history. More than Ronald Reagan. And, yes, more than Barack Obama. More, even, than Hillary Clinton. Oh wait, she was never president. Ha 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 ha. But for the unhinged dishonesty of the political press, the rapacious greed of social media monopolies, and the insidious corruption of the bureaucratic state, President Trump would have won re-election by a massive margin. After 4 years of peddling obvious and ridiculous lies about President Trump, the press turned supplicant propagandists for Joseph R. Biden. Big tech companies, meanwhile, deployed a massive censorship campaign that would have made Vladimir Putin blush. Their cheerleading for Joe Biden was on a level the world has never seen, even for the likes of Fidel Castro or Saddam Hussein or Joseph Stalin. The bureaucratic state in Washington, where hatred for President Trump burns hottest, threw every switch they could find in their squalid sewers against him. From hacks inside the Department of Justice to petty tyrants inside the CDC and FDA, every government-paid bottle washer with an axe to grind ground away. Grinding and grinding and grinding. Not to mention all the fraud and deceit and corruption that obviously occurred in this past election. Yes, dead people voted. Yes, people voted from out of state. Yes, illegals voted. This is what happens when bureaucrats across the country think up corrupt schemes like ballot harvesting and mass mail-in voting. At first, they howled in disbelief that President Trump called out the corruption. There was no fraud, they claimed. After the evidence mounted, they were forced to change their story. Okay, there was fraud. But there is always fraud, they then claimed. These people are such rotten, sick liars. Then they had to change their story again. Okay, obviously there was fraud, but it wasn't enough to change the outcome of the election. Wait, I thought President Trump was a dangerous liar for pointing out the fraud? Now they agree there was fraud. Wait, wait. So, there has been fraud all along in every election and you never raised the alarm before President Trump exposed it? Because you say, it's not enough to change the outcome of elections? Or, just the elections that ended the way you wanted them to? Again, these people are exactly why President Trump got elected in the first place. And, certainly, I understand the frustration and the desire to hang up your voting spurs and say to hell with it all. After all, good patriotic Americans don't live for politics. They have lives and families and interests far, far removed from politics. These shickos in Washington, meanwhile, care only about politics. For them, politics is both the means and the end in life. It is all that exists in their sad, pathetic, emptied lives. Amassing power for the sake of power is all they think about and all that motivates them. Which, of course, is why Jesus Christ was born on earth in the first place. So, light a candle, give a gift and say a prayer of thanks this Christmas. And then get back out there and vote. Merry Christmas. Charles Hurt is opinion editor of the Washington Times. He can be reached at shirt@washingtontimes.com or at charleshurt3 on Parler.